Wednesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're doing Hilchos Pesach, and we're going to learn now Kuf Yud Aleph. Yeah. Bedikas Chometz and Bittul Chometz. B'Laila Shulufnei Erev Pesach, Bedikas Chometz. That's when Chazal were Misake to make a search for Chometz, and you'll destroy it tomorrow when you find it. If and when you find any, that's what Chazal and Misakin. So they have Misakin the night before Pesach. The Gemara discusses why and how it ended up being the night before. Why not a minute before the Yisrael? Why not in the morning? Gemara Misakin talks about how they ended up with the night before. That's in the Sugya there also. That you should do it. It's cold when there's a little light outside still. I mean, according to most, we're waiting for Tzitzik HaChavim, so it's hard to know exactly what kind of light they're talking about. But the Iker is, it's more than the regular din of Zrizah Makdimah LeMitzvahs. There's a special din to be Bodek B'Tchilas HaLayla. V'asu L'haskel Lechol to eat a meal. Allah so Shum Malacha What we do is we daven Ma'ariv. I think we daven Ma'ariv a little earlier than we would ordinarily, and you take you go home. Here we ask people to stay and help with Bedikas Chometz of the shul. I think I say every year that it's probable that your main chiyuv bedika will be the shul. The house is clean already. Your wife's been cleaning for a month or two already. The shul has not been boduk in that sense at all. And we're always in the shul. And if you remember, you have a chelik in the shul, you're a shutuf in the shul. And it's mamish, you're a reshus. And chiyuv bedikas chametz. So that's even more of a chiyuv. So that's why we're not violating this din. You make a bracha or not? Every year we go through the same shaila about making a bracha. You end up not making a bracha. The huge shaila, the achronim and the poskim talk about it at great length. If the gabbai of the shul should make a bracha or not, on behalf of everyone. So when it comes to bracha, we usually take the chumra dik away and we don't make the bracha. But as Ari Stern points out, every year, if you have enough people here and he makes a list and everybody takes a part of the building, it really doesn't take all that long. You don't have it. When I grew up, all the shul, every chair had a compartment. You know, you picked up the chair and there was like a, you had a locker. And they sat on the lockers. And there was, I guess it's shul furniture. You pick up the seat, there's a place for a sitter, a chumish. The shayla and the poskim about if you could sit on it, but they were all mekil that you could sit on it, and it would always have chametz in it because people would always bring food to shul to give out to the kids, to throw it to bar mitzvah boy. These things, like, I had to check every single box in the shul, pick it up, look in, you know, and go. Okay, so that's what you have to do. But the minute is not a matter first, because you're waiting for Tzitzik HaChavim anyway, and then Tzadu B'Shem HaTzadu Tzadu Koydem. We're not that firm that we're going to make a shliach to be bodik while we dive in Ma'ariv. When is the shliach supposed to dive in Ma'ariv? Think of that. But we dive in Ma'ariv, and then we go home as quickly as possible and start the bedikah. The reason for these rezos is because it's part of the mitzvah to do it, l'chatzil, of course, in the beginning of the night. Not stop this reason, Magdina. Ein boit kin ele b'neir shol shava yichidi. You have to do it in a way that you're not going to be afraid that the things will catch on fire. V'lo kluim b'shem davi ka'avuka. And again, once it's an avuka, you're afraid it will be on fire. It could cause a fire. B'shas atchak shen lo neir shol shava yivdok v'neir shol chelev. And we... Many, many people use flashlights. Maybe they'll make the bracha over a candle and play the one corner, Lo'or Haner. different world. They lived in small houses. They had one or two rooms. Their walls were stone, and there were crevices, like you know, in a stone wall, crevices all over. And that was their closets. That's where they put things. And they did all their living in one or two rooms, and that was B'dikas Chametz. You looked in the Chayrus Dokim, you looked in the nooks and crannies and the crevices. And we live in a different world where we have 10 rooms, 8 rooms, whatever. And we have closets and we have everything everywhere. 8 suits and 14 shirts. Linen closets, all sorts of things. So you have to look everywhere for chametz. A machzav, and an attic. In America, you have an attic, you have a basement. And we don't live Lor HaNer. To us, Lor HaNer is incomprehensible. Kamad. Maybe you could see in the nooks and crannies of the stone wall, but otherwise, like, how am I supposed to see anything Lor HaNer? So you put on the light. I don't know. Maybe for Chorin is dark, you need a flashlight. But just to see if there's chametz around, fluorescent lights or halogen lights, like you're not gonna get better than that. So there's an Indian, maybe I'll be Kabbalah there, or for Chorin is dark, maybe you need it there. Maybe it's still true that even if you put on the light, but if you want to talk about the inside of your linen closet, there's nothing like a flashlight to see if there's anything there. You go to Bedika if you put your hand there too, and you feel around and there's nothing there. You go to Bedika. Bedika is not dafka, visual obligation. You know that there's no compass there. Well, how do we check our pockets? You could look, but more often than not, we stick our hand in, we see if there's anything there. The sign of the sheik is that laundering is good enough. In that case, you destroyed any profit. There's no shamayavali offload there if you washed out the pockets. Some people are makbid, or as a practical matter, they'll pull their pockets like out. When they give it to the cleaners or they put it in the laundry, they'll pull the pocket out so that it should indeed have this process happen to it. And there's no shamayavali offload. Not to worry. Getting back to the light, so he says, a ner yechidi will do the trick. So I said, well, I gave my speech away. Vital. What? You have a question? I can't hear you. It's not bedika. You don't feel anything when you sweep. If you look at every inch of the floor and you see that you got everything when you sweep. The bedikah wouldn't be the sweeping. The bedikah is the looking. You don't feel anything when you sweep.
What's the difference between real plumbing and if you feel nothing?
You don't feel when you sweep. Are you sweeping with a broom or with your hands? Sweep with your hands, okay. Sorry, mostly. If you stick your hand under the couch, if you're sure that you've touched every inch and you didn't feel anything, so that's a bedikah. If that's two big ifs. If you're sure you swept your hand, you covered every inch of space, and you're sure you didn't feel anything, then what I'm saying is that's a bedikah. Bedikah doesn't require that's a bedikah. Okay, you can check your pockets that way too. If we assume that the crumbs in our pockets are inconsequential, and we're only looking for the hair for cookie that we stuck in at a bar mitzvah to take home to give to our kid, and there's a very nice cookie with a cherry in the middle, and it's in your pocket, and that happens. So you stick your hand in your pocket to see if that cookie is there. And the crumbs you assume is okay with went through the laundry. I don't know, what would happen to the cookie if it went through the laundry? Ask your mother what she finds in your pockets before she puts your pants in the washing machine. And don't say, uh-oh. Just watch what you leave in your pockets, because mothers go through pockets when they do the laundry. That's when they find everything you don't want them to find. You changed pants in the morning, and you forgot. She said, oh, let me wash his pants. and she goes through the pockets, and that's when she finds it all. Okay, we'll stop here.
The only reason why he couldn't